Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller fell to Michigan State on Friday night. The Spartans blew open a tight game. Indiana led 10-9. It was an 18-0 run at one point and led 42-23 at halftime.
Michigan State's a terrific team, and, you know, not to take anything away from the last couple games that they've played, maybe not as well, but it doesn't change who they are and what they're about. And I thought they got back to really pushing the ball tonight. We were outplayed in transition, and just the bottom line, if you look at the rebounding, 45-27, you could probably get between 8 and 10 just loose ones or 50-50 plays that they got every time and made us pay. And that's where the game got away from us in the first half, and then we pretty much had to fight uphill the rest of the way. But give them credit. They had a lot to do with the performance.
The lead expanded as the Hoosiers struggled to knock down shots and struggled to contain the Spartans in transition. It didn't get any better for Indiana late in the first half as Juwan Morgan turned an ankle and left the game, not to return.
You know, you got to make some shots too. You know, offensively, you can't just be inept for, you know, 5 to 6 minutes of time where you go scoreless and scoreless. Against a team like this, you have to find a way to keep it in striking distance, and we weren't able to do that. And second half, you know, it started the second half very much the way the first half finished, which was toughness plays, loose ones. I think we got two 50-50 balls on the very first possession of the second half. They end up getting 4 points on the first two possessions. So, but give them credit. They really had an approach tonight with their physicality. If you just look in general at the rebound totals and the way they executed offensively, you know, they were clearly the more aggressive, the more prepared. And, you know, at the end of the day, they played with great energy.
Hoosiers return to Simon Scott Assembly Hall tonight to take on Maryland. Indiana 4-3, Maryland 4-4 in league play. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Terry Morin had a 69-65 victory in East Lansing on Saturday afternoon. The Breslin Center much kinder to the women than it was the men on Friday night. But the story, as usual with the Indiana women's basketball program, is senior guard Tyra Buss. She scored her 2,000th point in the victory. And get this, she is now just the sixth player ever in Indiana basketball history to reach that career milestone. She joins Calbert Chaney, Steve Alford, Mike Woodson, AJ Guyton, and Don Schlunt in a very, very elite group. Buss had 28 and dished out 7 assists. Indiana picked up their first win in East Lansing since 2009-2010. Her running mate, senior forward Amanda Cahill, added 17 points and 9 rebounds. Freshman guard Jalen Penn, she had double figures as well with 13. It was Buss who started off early, making her first 5 3-pointers, and now has scored 2,020 points in her career. You'll get a chance to see Tyra and her mates. A 4-game homestand opens up Wednesday night as the Hoosiers host Wisconsin. Tip time at the Assembly Hall is set for 7 p.m. Speaking of being settled, the 43rd IHSAA Girls State Tournament draw was yesterday, and South and North know their path in 4A. They travel to East Central as the Panthers will take on the hosts. North has a bye into Friday's semifinal. That will be game number 2. Both city schools on the bottom half of the bracket, Columbus on the upper half. Tough one for Edgewood. They head to Owen Valley in 3A to take on the host Mustangs, who are 18-3 on a Monday morning. Best of luck to all of our local schools competing in this year's basketball tournament. In the zone, Terry joins Dave tonight at 6. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glass.